You're listening to the DVM Podcast Empire.
Now with over 1 million downloads.
1 million downloads. Find us online at DVMPE.com.
100% free.
1 million% fan.
And now, the Almost Human Podcast.
Welcome to the podcast for Almost Human. My name is Sean, also known as Fangirl S, if you follow me on any of the other blogs that I write on.
And I'm Jessica, or Jess.
So we're really excited about Almost Human, but we want to introduce ourselves to you guys since this is our first time going about a podcast.
Yay!
So, like I said, I'm Sean. I write on Nerdgasmatic on Facebook, which I go under Fangirl S. I'm on Twitter under Jetta528. And Jess and I are both on Google Plus with our community page, Sunday Night Dinners, which basically just has us talking and writing. We tend to both write under just the Fangirl S name just because it was easier than setting up multiple accounts.
I'm on Twitter, and I never use it, under... I think it's a JJ Renee 85, but hit me up. I might, you know, actually see your post. And I do write on the Google Plus occasionally, not as much as I should, mostly about food, but...
Yeah, we tend to talk about food a lot, which I know that's not what this podcast is about.
But it's a thing, and it's probably going to happen.
And we do a lot of movie reviews and book reviews. Jessica does more of the book reviews than I do, because she reads at a much faster pace than I. She's keeping bookstores in business, for sure.
And libraries. God bless libraries.
So, let me talk a little bit about Almost Human. So, we are really excited. This is the new J.J. Abrams show coming on Fox in November 4th. So, hopefully, Fox will give it a chance. That's what we are worried about. But we both love J.J. Abrams and thought he was great with Star Trek.
Fabulous.
And, of course, every other show he's done, I've been in love with.
Yay, Fringe.
So, with this one, they did bring a lot of people from Fringe because they wanted to try to fill the niche that Fringe has open now since Fox let them go out gracefully. Like we were saying, we're really kind of worried, though, that it's on Fox because Fox doesn't seem to give a whole lot of these sci-fi shows a chance. But... I'm kind of obsessed with Carl Urban.
That's going to come up, too.
Yes, because he's my husband in my dreams.
But we are disappointed he's not getting to use his real accent.
Yes.
Wah, wah, wah.
And he's not shirtless more, but that's beside the point. So I managed to get to San Diego Comic-Con, so SDCC, and I got to see the pilot in its entirety, which was great, because going in, I thought... Actually, we both thought that it was going to be more like... every kind of buddy comedy, buddy
cop, iRobot.
Right. You have the grizzled veteran and then the new guy. And when you break it down and you try to explain it this way, the show doesn't sound really good. But then when you see it and every aspect comes together, and it's not like Lethal Weapon or iRobot or, you know, anything, and it's not that far in the future. It's set like 35 years in the future where, you know, things will have changed, but it won't have been... like, so outrageous that you can't recognize the future landscape. We just watched the preview that they had on, like, just a little preview that they throw up for online. And it looks really good. And it, what I liked about this was that the pilot isn't easing you in. It's jumping right in. It's not going to be a huge setup where, let me explain what all these people are and where they've come from.
And three episodes of world building later, nothing has actually happened.
Right, but they actually jump into it, and you're going to get some of the backstory, like, as you go for Kennix, who is Carl Urban's character. He's the cop who survived an attack.
Lost a leg, it seems like, and yes. Got a robotic replacement.
Which he doesn't like.
He's not pleased about it.
He wakes up from a coma from this attack after, I think they said 2 years. I'm sorry, 17 months. He doesn't remember much, but he does remember his partner died in that attack. His girlfriend has disappeared, and he doesn't know what happens to her, which that actually, they do start showing stuff about her in the preview. I mean, the pilot, I'm sorry. And you get a little more into his background. And then, because he's had so many issues, in the future, they do require all of their cops to ride along with synthetics or, you know, the robots that they have. And so that's where Michael Ealy comes in, and he is going to be playing Dorian. And he is a discontinued robot android model because, which I'm hoping they talk a little more bit more about that, like all the models, his model was discontinued because they all went crazy. They kind of hint that they went crazy and killed people, so kind of want to know where that's going to. But so far, from what I've seen, I really liked it. Now Jess is going in like completely clean slate, hasn't seen anything except the little preview that we just watched on Fox.com and part of the panel that we watched. So I want to know a little bit more what you're hoping comes out of this.
For me, I feel like having just seen the trailer and then having you the preview, and having you sort of explaining that it really wasn't exactly what I was thinking, I feel kind of excited about it because I feel like the trailer is like really J.J. Abrams exciting. There's like explosions and things going on and there's so much stuff, and it's like, wow, this is almost as exciting as a movie trailer. This is something I want to see. I want to be into this. So I'm excited that, you know, that they're getting a chance, and I'm really excited about the caliber of acting that they've got. I mean, I feel like Carl Urban is just amazing, no matter what he's doing, and I know
he's
that you agree.
Awesome.
He's beautiful.
I love him.
But I feel like Michael, is it Michael Ealy?
Ealy.
Ealy. He was in that, it was that other cop show, and I adored it. What was it? Common Law?
Was it Common Law he was in?
We'll
have to look.
But I thought he was.
We'll check our facts.
I thought it was really great, and I feel like he's got like a charm about him and quite a bit of like, you know, ease in front of the camera, which I really like. And in this
role,
he's
pretty.
He's also very attractive. What is with all these good-looking people?
Yes, apparently in the future, everyone's very attractive.
And everyone can drive a motorcycle.
Yes.
What's that about?
I don't know.
But,
they've taken a page out of Doctor Who.
Hey. Yeah, it's that kind of day. But, no, so I'm excited about the caliber of acting, and obviously anything that J.J. Abrams does, I'm probably going to be excited about. So
I think J.J. Abrams is brilliant.
He does things that are just...
And him and Joss Whedon should do something together, but then the nerddoms would explode.
Yeah, the whole world might explode. Maybe they could do a Doctor Who episode together and just, like, blam. I don't know. I'm not going to hit the microphone again. But, so yeah, I'm definitely excited, and the more that I hear about it, the more interested I actually am getting, because it does seem like, you know, they're trying to make it as exciting and as visually interesting as possible.
I really like that they're just not kind of easing you in and seeing what happens, but they're going to jump right in with both feet, is how I felt with the pilot.
I think that's important, especially on a network like Fox. You know, they're looking for something that's going to grab you immediately and get viewers right away, and if they don't, you know, there's no guarantee you're going to be on next week. So I hope that that's a recipe for success as far as they're concerned. And I'm really interested in, you know, one of the reasons I really, really love sci-fi is because it offers, you know, a forum for questions, for, you know, maybe questions that we can't even answer, but questions that, you know, are important. You know, what does it mean to be human? What is, you know, when Carl Urban is disconnected from all these people and more like a robot than Dorian seems to be, where he's very, well, not exactly emotional, but it seems like he's connecting more with his surroundings and what's going on. And Carl Urban's distancing himself. I feel like, you know, these are interesting questions. I feel like that's the same reason I love Walking Dead. It's not about the zombies for me. It's about these crazy relationships where there's no more law, there's no more, you know, constraints on people, and how are they going to act, and how are they going to relate to each other. So I'm definitely interested in that, how that plays out.
I'm really glad that they brought on a lot of the people, the producers, and from what I understand, it was some of the writers and effects people from, like, Fringe and, was it Revolution, Person of Interest. These are people who know more about what, well, I feel they know more about, I guess, the Fringe kind of stuff. That sounds stupid. But more with, not mainstream kind of television. It's something that's different. It's not something that's been going on a lot.
Cerebral. It's smart. It's clever. And there is a J.J. Abrams way of doing things. I mean, that sounds funny, but there is. He's got his own aesthetic. He's got an entire, like, world in his head that, you know, he's making.
I mean, look at things Lost out. And look at Alcatraz when he did those. Not even counting his movies when he did the TV shows. And mm-hmm. I thought those were both great, even though Lost really ticked me off at some point. But then again, if you're not mad, and if a show doesn't get you so involved where something happens and you get mad about it, but you're like, I can't believe they did this, but I gotta watch and see where it goes, I kind of feel like it's not doing a really good job. Because if you want to just watch it whenever and I can just miss a show or two, I don't think that's
you're not that's passionate really that about good. It. Yeah, it's not something that's really resonating with you. If you're not, you know, we've got our shows that, if I'm sorry, if they're on, don't call me. Like, don't call me. Don't, like, text me. Leave me alone for an hour and 15 minutes, and then maybe a little time for me to fangirl afterward. Like, it's important that, you know, and you make time for those. That's like the importance of geekery. That's, you've got to schedule in time.
That was my entire week at San Diego when I was at Comic-Con. I'm like, nobody geekery. Call me, nobody text me, because I have to see everything, which, of course, unless you have a time machine, you are not going to see anything.
Or, like, maybe a vortex manipulator or some, like, kind of stopwatch where you're like, and pause, and I'm going to get in the front of the line.
You get the time, you know, time turner from Harry Potter, whatever, you know, get to be able to do everything in one day, which was impossible. So we kind of had to pick and choose. Unfortunately, I did not get into the panel at Comic-Con. I only managed to see the pilot on preview night, which, yes, I was one of the lucky few that got preview night, ran around crazy, and then finally made it up there to watch it. There's actually a lot of good shows coming on this that I feel they showed this for this fall. They have, you know, Almost Human, Sleepy Hollow looks interesting, not sure how they're going to go with that. They did not show that pilot, though. I kind of wish they would, but I kind of feel like they don't want to open it up too much, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
The 100 is coming on. I think that's a CW show. CW seems to have a lot of shows coming out. 100, The Originals, Dracula's coming out. They were talking about it. The new one with James Spader, which the name actually escapes me, but that actually looks really creepy. But there's a lot of new shows coming out, so I really hope, from what I've seen, everything looks more sci-fi, and we're getting away from all of the reality television.
Thank
which
the good Lord.
I don't know about you, but seriously, I don't watch. I think I watched one reality show, like, way back when it first all this stuff first started. It was the one with, like, the geeks dating, like, it was like The Bachelor.
You and the Geek, maybe,
yes, that
like
was
that.
It.
I had one that I
watched
loved.
That was about it.
A million years ago, there was one called The Mole, and half of the world probably has no idea what I'm talking about, but it was basically, there was like, they started out with like 16 people, and they had all these challenges, and at the end, whoever was left could win the money, but the problem was that there was one person who wasn't even in it for the money. He was working for the show as like a saboteur, really. And so he would ruin things, and, like, they'd lose out on money or whatever, but it was his job to not only do this, but also be, like, hide it, and they had to vote and see, and whoever had the least...
Okay.
Whoever was the least knowledgeable about who the mole was got, like...
Voted off or kicked off.
Okay,
I lied. I did watch one other one, and it was a Fox show. And this is going, like, way back, and... Oh, my God, I don't even want to say how old I am. But it's going back. It was called Murder in Small Town X. And that was the only reality show I've ever watched with
any regularity.
Vigor. Like, I had to watch it every day.
Was it like a murder mystery, like a dinner murder mystery or something like
it
that?
Yeah, we were way off topic, but I don't care. It kind of was. It was every week, obviously, like, you had your groups of people, and they were trying to figure out the mystery, you know, who was the murderer in this small town. And it would come down to two people who, I guess, were, like, I can't remember, it's been a while, who were the closest to either having it 100% right, and they would be sent to two different, like, whoever had the higher point value, I guess, mm-hmm. got to choose which way they were going. Like, one went to one house, one went to the other. One would have a clue for the next week, and the other would have basically your death. So it was really interesting because they'd always show them die, which actually there's a new show now kind of like that. Like, they get blown up. I don't even remember the name of it. I caught it one time, but I just felt like it was a ripoff from that show from, it was 2000, I want to say.
I feel like the mole's going back even farther than 2000, 2001.
Just because the winner of it, and I believe his name was Angel. I don't remember his last name. He was a New York City firefighter, and Fox actually had given him, like, a memorial because he was one of the first ones in to the Twin Towers.
Oh, my goodness.
His unit was the first one in. So, I mean, that's sad. But, I mean, that's the one show I watched, and I really liked it. But other than that, reality show is pretty much...
I don't get them. I just don't get it.
You pick, like, the dumbest people to go on most of them.
It's, you know what, it's, I'm right there with, I think it was John Hamm who was talking about the Kardashians, and he's like, they're everything that's wrong with this country. Like, absolutely everything that is wrong with this country. You know? Anyway.
It's like, I have reality. I live it daily.
I don't need yours. I'd rather talk about aliens. Like, obviously it was aliens, and I want to, you know.
Everything's aliens. It's always aliens.
Yes. Just ask the ancient aliens people. It's totally true.
So, yes, we okay, so going back to, way back to the beginning. Yes, as you can tell, we are geeky. We call ourselves geek chic.
We are geek chic, which means that we're still pretty awesome, and we're not socially inept in any way. So I feel like that, and I feel like geekiness now at this point is not, it's not even a thing. Like, I'm sorry, if Simon Pegg's like, it's okay to be a geek, I think it is.
I love Simon Pegg too. We need more Simon Pegg. He should be in this.
This world needs more Simon Pegg.
He should be an Almost Human with Carl Urban because they've already been in shows together.
So. They have very good chemistry. And I'm sorry. Everything that comes out of Simon Pegg's like mouth is funny. It doesn't even matter. He could be talking about like starving children in Africa and somehow I would still be laughing inappropriately because somehow it would be funny. Especially if he was doing it in his Scottish accent. But
I know. He's so awesome.
I like it when he's ginger. I don't like him being brunette. It makes me sad. It's not normal. Anyway.
We do, like I said, a lot of geeky stuff. Movies, books, TV
shows. All our shows are geek shows. All of them.
I play video games.
I read a lot. I don't do video games, really. Although, I did Skyrim for a minute because my husband was just totally adamant. And this MMO, he has pretty much decided that if I don't get on his MMO and join his guild for the new Elder Scrolls thing, like, his life's over, he needs people, I'm supposed to be a healer, he's decided, he's like, you're going to be in my guild and you're going to be a healer, and I'm like, what if I don't want to be a healer? Maybe I want to kill people. But
kill people with your healing. Ooh. You smother them with love.
I'll be like the, I don't know, like a evil nurse that's like killing people.
That's like,
sounds bad.
Silent Hill. Oh. You and those crazy dead nurses that kill people.
You know what I always remember is the all the posters for, like, Saw 32 or whatever it was, and it was all the creepy hot nurses that were, like, you know, like, had these syringes, like, give till it hurts or whatever, and I'm like, that's what I think of. I don't know.
Yeah, that was another franchise that went on for a while.
Too long, I think. The first one's excellent.
I also do some comic books. I read some
she
comic
makes
books.
Them.
No, I don't. I make cookies. That's the extent of me making things.
That's true. Actually, I don't think you can say you just make cookies anymore. I think you've expanded quite a bit your repertoire.
I make desserts.
I make side dishes. My husband handles all the meat.
Our joke is that
all of us diabetes.
Yes, I'm giving all of my friends diabetes, and I'm making them all fat.
It's her mission in life to give us to make sure we're all on insulin by the time we're 40-ish and probably have gray hair. She's also our decision maker. My husband and I cannot decide anything. We're pathetic. And he would be very angry at me for saying this, but
so don't tell him.
Shh. We've actually texted her at random nights, and we want to go out to eat. Where should we go? What?
Yeah, I'll be at work, and all of a sudden I get a text, and I'm like, wait, I don't get off till 9:30.
No, we need to go we need to go out to eat, but I don't know where to go. Sean, where should we go? And it happens. So that's, say what you want, but Sean is the resident decision maker, and all the rest of us are absolutely useless except to say we want food, but not what kind of food, we just want food. Unless...
That's actually kind of how we ended up on the podcast, too, because I'm like, we met Dave at C2E2 in Chicago.
Yay.
Because we are local to
Chicagoland.
And, of course, we hit our local con, C2E2. We're going to Wizard World, actually, in a few days. So,
Rosemont.
Yes, this is August, so we're, like, way early for the meet the hosts. But we will be at Wizard World and hopefully seeing Norman Reedus there.
Woo-woo!
But, and Gen Con, too. We're going to try to hit Gen Con in Indy. But we met
Patrick
him.
Office.
We met him at C2E2. And we'd been talking about doing, like, a podcast or a blog or some kind of thing. And that's how, actually, our Google Plus community came about. Because somehow I managed to delete our Google Plus page. Because here's a little hint for all the kiddies out there. Do not work late. Go to a midnight movie. Have a drink. And then decide to let's go on Google and we will fix our page.
We're going to fix everything.
Because I fixed it.
I'm deleting
right
the whole world.
Into, yeah, I did. I totally deleted it. I fixed it right into...
Oblivion.
Yes.
Oh, well.
So don't do that. Don't do that, kids. Don't drink.
Don't drink and block. It's not a good idea. Or
it's
or
like
drink
drunk
and,
texting. You don't want to do that.
You don't do it. It's like, you know, leave your ex alone when you're drunk. It's not going to end well.
There's several songs like that. I'm sure you've all heard them.
Yeah.
It's true.
It happens. That's a thing.
But anyway, so that's why we'd been wanting to do this, and we had a running gag that we would have it, and her husband would be the walking Ed, and he'd do his little rant, like, 5-minute rant, which always would turn into, like, a 20-minute thing when we were at our dinners, and we would just get together and cook and talk and watch whatever show, because we were pretty much watching Thrones and Walking Dead.
And Who.
And Who. Those were our three shows that we got together, and that's what started our Sunday night dinner thing. And it just never came together, because everybody was so... worried about, oh, wait, what if I want to get
a real job?
a grown-up job, and they find me. Now, first of all, I don't think anybody's, like, searching out. I don't think the NSA is suddenly, you know, listening to my podcast.
Oh, he's on a watch list. Don't even. My husband is on a watch list.
He's not. She's joking.
He's a little weird, but I love him, and I think it's cool to be weird, so. But
yes,
yeah.
We're weird, but it never came together because we kept going back and forth with, oh, we should do this, and then nobody wanted to do it.
What was the first Walking Ed going to be? I remember we had a great idea for the very first Walking Ed for a video for the site or whatever.
I don't know, it was so many
and
Walking Eds.
And I remember
Eds.
It being hilarious, and now I forgot.
But then we figured out that we're probably not as funny. We're probably not as funny to the rest of the world as we think we are.
I think I'm hilarious. No, you're
yes.
right.
Yeah, but
right.
We're usually really funny after we've been...
After we drink.
Yeah, drink and eat, so we're like food coma and... A couple cherry vodkas, cranberry into it.
Red Stag, some Coke.
Yeah.
We can make that happen.
Again, kids, don't try this at home.
Yes.
That's for 21 and over.
Yes, that's the 21 and over crowd. Be careful. Don't drink and drive. You know, tip your waitresses. But.
Now that we've done our civic duty there
yes,
with our responsible
yes.
little.
Our TS, our PSA.
PSA.
Yeah.
The more you know. Do, do, do. Okay, anyway.
Okay, so. So, like, tell us a little bit about how you got into sci-fi, because this is, like, sort of our geeky awesome thing.
Oh, my gosh.
What's your first sci-fi memory?
I have been, I guess, one of the fringe geeky people forever.
Wait,
because...
fringe is in, like, the outskirts or
yes,
fringe is in the show Fringe?
The outskirts, but I did love Fringe.
Yeah.
I have all the seasons. Forever, because seriously, when I was little, I'd be watching cartoons, and I remember... I think it was my dad or my grandpa had actually had Doctor Who on at one point, like way back. But
what?
I remember all the Channel 11, you know, WTTW Chicago. They would play a lot of like British stuff that you wouldn't normally see.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like because I remember Tom Baker.
Ooh, curly hair.
Yes. I remember something. I don't remember an episode to save my life. I just remember the crazy hair and scarf. And... Then I remember seeing a lot of other British shows, and it's not sci-fi, it's just what kind of got me into it. Like, Are You Being Served, and Blackadder, and all this, Benny Hill, which was not something a kid should watch, and yet I would, like, sneak and watch it, because I was a horrible child. And then I was always into horror movies when I was little, which I know you still can't stand those. And I dragged them all to horror movies because I love them. Conjuring totally freaked me out. Like, I know somebody who's 11, 12-year-old brother freaked out after watching. I don't know why you take a 12-year-old. That's irresponsible parenting. But 12 years old, and he decided he was so freaked out after he had to go sleep with his parents.
Anyway.
So, yeah. So I watched a lot of that, and then I just started... I remember... Oh, my God. Was it the old Battlestar Galactica? It was so cheesy.
And I love
Buck
cheesy.
Rogers and Twinkie. Like, he was like the weirdest little C-3PO robot kind of ripoff. And the dog. I don't remember the dog's name. But, yeah, I watched all that stuff. And it wasn't so much with my dad at that point or my grandfather, because that was really who my geeky people were. It was... like, they had it on once or twice, and then I started watching it, and I thought it was great. And then as I got older, when Sci-Fi Channel finally came on, I thought that was the best thing ever. Because I got to watch all these geeky things, and it was great. And unfortunately, even Sci-Fi Channel is, like, all their original programming is going by the wayside. For instance, Warehouse 13 this season. They have half a season. I was in their panel at Comic-Con. I bawled because Annie McClintock, who is so awesome and I want to hang with him like all the time, he did his little goodbye and I was seriously like in tears because he was so great. And I want them to have all the original programming because they did a lot of Eureka was great and Warehouse 13. And those are some of my favorites now. And of course, Doctor Who, like I said, Doctor Who, Thrones, Walking Dead. They're not all geeky, but they kind of are because it's not normal mainstream. And I'm sorry you guys are hearing my dog.
Her name's Valkyrie and she's beautiful.
My German Shepherd is whining because she wants to play, and I'm sorry that you guys are hearing that. But yeah, that's... And then, honestly, from a very early age, I would read. And those Choose Your Own Adventure books, that was probably my biggest foray into sci-fi. Because you can pick whatever, although I always had the horror ones too. But my favorite book, and it's still to this day, Douglas Adams' Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, which I know
it's on my to read list. I promise you,
haven't
read the library's getting it for me.
I have read that book. I think the first time I read it, I was probably 7, which is pretty intense for a 7-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like an intent. Oh my God, make me sound like 100.
Well, no. But I thought it was a relatively... I mean, I realize that there's 5 books of the trilogy, but I didn't know that it came out, you know,
I believe more than it was 20 like, years ago. I was like 7, because I remember talking to a girlfriend of mine, and she got me into it. And I read this book so many times over the years, and I have the giant... It's leather-bound... It looks like a Bible.
Like the family Bibles? The
yes,
giant
it looks awesome. Giant because it's got all the books in there.
Is there pictures?
There was no pictures. Except the friendly, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on what it says. It's the Hitchhiker's Guide. It says Hitchhiker's Guide. It has the thumb. Oh, don't panic. In big friendly print.
Aww.
That's what it always says. But no, there was no pictures in it. And so being a kid and reading this and getting so sucked in... And I pretty much got sucked into all books that way. And I thought it was great. And, like, from there I started reading. And I do read a lot. Right now, our little group of friends seems to be stuck on vampire novels. And
No. The very next book you're reading, and I'm telling you, if she doesn't do this, like, you can all be my witness, I'm going to beat her. Her next book to read, and I don't even want to hear what else is coming out, is she needs to read A Wise Man's Fear by Patrick Rothfuss, the first book... Name of the one she's read.
I've read that one, yes.
The second one, I can't even talk about Patrick Rothfuss without being like all fangirly, we are not worthy. Like, he's amazing. And the books are amazing. And I am not one of those people who's like, oh, I have a favorite movie and I have a favorite book. No, I have 1,000 favorite movies and 1,000 favorite books. And the fact that I can get my list of shows down to 3 is like insane to me. But I can tell you for a fact that I would tell, if somebody was like, what's your favorite book? I would tell them The Name of the Wind. And that's insane for me. Because I would never... I'd be like, well, in what genre? What do you want from me? Like, give me my top 10, you know? But
I think I'm always going to say Hitchhiker's Guide.
Oh, well, I'm not going to try and change your mind, but you need to freaking read it. Book 3 is coming out. I have faith in my man and his beard. He's going to get that book out, and I'm going to read it, and I'm going to, like, fangirl for, like, 3 days. That's my plan.
That's because we know Grimm, G-R-R-M, George R.R. Martin, he's been writing the Thrones books for...
He's getting overtaken by the shows.
30 years
We're calling
something.
It now. We're calling it now. The show is going to write the ending because he's not going to. And, you know, he's not. Sorry.
As much as we enjoy the books with the 10,000 characters that you need a flow chart to figure out who's who, at least we know Patrick Rothfuss is writing the books and getting them out.
Yeah. Yeah. If not as quickly as I'd hoped, I really would have liked it March or May 1st. Sorry, Patrick. But you have a child. I get you have a life. I'm willing to be patient because I know it's going to happen before I die. That's what's
up. Yes, at this rate, I don't think we're getting another Song of Ice and Fire.
A Song of Ice and Fire? I'm going to have a grandchild by the time that happens. Like, I haven't even procreated yet, but I will have grandchildren. And that's probably bad for him because he's getting up there.
So what was your first foray into our sci-fi genre?
I feel like I was a, like, super book nerd. Not, like, I had friends and stuff, don't take it that way. But, I read a lot, like, a crazy lot when I was a kid, and I was obsessed with, like, Goosebumps and, like, R.L. Stine, and that got me into reading all kinds of...
It just had an anniversary at C2E2. We did
that.
See...
That was cool. And his line was bigger than anybody else's line. Like,
it was.
People were fangirling over him like crazy, which I thought was excellent. But, and the Green Ranger had a huge line. I didn't know that was a thing.
He always does.
I did not know that was a thing. But,
a lot of people love him. I never got into that. I think that was a little past my time.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, a little girl living in a really tiny town in, like, East Texas, I found... my mom's, and don't even ask me why she has them, because she hates sci-fi, my mother's collection of Star Wars movies on VHS. Laugh it up. But
that's because everybody likes Star Wars, even if they don't admit it.
Yeah, man, I don't know.
Somewhere
she's
deep down.
In the she's in the sci-fi closet, I'm telling you. I'm waiting for her to come out. But I loved it from then on, and then I'd never been, like, a Star Trek person until the new movie, and everyone's gonna be like, she's a poser, but I didn't like it until the movie came out, and then my husband was like, well, if you liked it, we should watch all the movies, and all the shows, and you have to watch this and that, and I'm like, this is really excellent, this is just excellent TV, this is good stuff, and I still remember, I think it was 2005, I can't remember when sci-fi started broadcasting Doctor Who, the first new season. New Who?
Christopher Eccleston.
My stepdad was... I was visiting Texas. I was actually down there. And my stepdad's like, hey, there's this show that's coming on, and it sounds crazy, but I watched it in the 60s when I was growing up, and you absolutely have to watch this with me. And I'm like, sure, whatever. I like sci-fi. Let's do this. And literally from the moment he's like, nice to meet you, Rose, run for your life, I'm done. Like, I love it. And it's been like that for me for who since... But I love fantasy books. I love all the geeky stuff. And I'm with you about sci-fi. I miss their miniseries. Alice is still one of my favorite things
ever. Oh, Alice
ever.
Is great.
Loved Alice. Loved, there was one, the Dorothy one. Tin Man.
Oh, Tin Man. Yeah.
Was
that
really
was
good. But, I mean, Alice was just...
I'm sorry. So we were talking about sci-fi Alice.
Oh,
which
yeah.
I thought that was the best original sci-fi movie I've ever seen.
Andrew Lee Potts was excellent.
Oh, he's so cute, too.
This is
why they call me fangirl.
That's true.
Because every time I see him, I'm like, oh, he's so cute. He needs to go on the list.
Because,
you know, everybody has an approved list.
Okay, no,
everybody who's married.
I'm married, and I don't
you
have a list.
You have a list. You just don't admit you have a list.
No, because I really don't. Like, I'll go through phases. Like, for a minute, I'm like, ooh, I love you. And then I'll be like, nah. And then I'm like, ooh, I love him. And then I'm like, nah, I'm moved on. Like, I'm always moving on. Whereas you... have your obsessions for years. Like, Chris Hardwick, even though you would break that boy.
Oh, my God.
He's a tiny man.
He's so good looking.
I don't get it.
I don't know. But when I seen him at the Nerdist at Comic-Con this last year, and he was right next to me, I was like, I can just put you in my purse and walk out because you're tiny. You're a tiny little man. But, oh, my God, he's so good looking.
I don't understand.
But,
yes.
But
so
then but my list goes back and forth. I have Carl Urban. I have, Carl Urban. Nathan Fillion.
I get that because he's a man.
Nathan Fillion.
Nathan Fillion is also very handsome. Oh, he's got charming.
Such broad shoulders.
See, how can you fangirl over his broad shoulders and then want to do Chris Hardwick, who is this big? Like, I'm holding my thumb and forefinger about 2 inches apart because
he's
can't see
teeny
that.
Tiny.
He's a teeny tiny little man. A teeny tiny Chris Hardwick and a teeny tiny TARDIS.
He has no butt either. I'm just saying.
He's white. What do you expect? And I could, and I am too. I also have no butt, so I'm not judging. I'm just saying it's a fact.
Yeah, and then I have Norman Reedus, who I'm looking really forward to seeing him this weekend. And you better bring your camera because I want a picture.
I will.
And I will try not to drool.
Maybe not cry either, because that's embarrassing.
So here's my super embarrassing thing, because somehow it's going to be brought up, and I might as well get it out of the way.
I wasn't going to say anything. You're my girl. I'm taking care of you.
At C2E2, my husband and I were there, and I was in line to get an autograph from Sam Huntington from
Being Human.
Oh my gosh, I keep getting
those.
He's
a cutie.
He's adorable.
He's also very small.
He is. He's tiny. I think I crushed him when I hugged him. But we're in line. We're just talking. His line wasn't very long because it was the first day of C2E2, and it wasn't that busy.
It's a Thursday, right? No, everybody's at work.
And it was great. Everybody's at work. I can actually get around in there. So I go up, and all of a sudden, I couldn't talk. And he's like, "Hi, what's your name?" He's super sweet. And I was like, could not talk. I start tearing up. And my husband and I have a joke that if we ever got on, like, Millionaire, we'd have to, when they ask you your name, you'd have to be like, "Lifeline," because you forget, because you're so nervous. So here I am. I couldn't talk. I'm waving my husband over, and I'm like, "Lifeline, Lifeline." So he knows what I'm talking about. He starts cracking up, and he tells him my name. I start crying. I'm like, "I'm so sorry. I have no idea why I'm crying. I totally fangirled, and I'm turning into a two-year-old. He's like, "Oh, no, my two-year-old cries way more than this."
Sweet, very sweet.
He was adorable. He kept trying. He was, like, doing everything he could to calm me down, and he never stopped smiling. I mean, he had this giant grin. He was adorable, and he was all bearded. And
he is mountain man bearded.
Yes,
that
he
day.
Was. He was. He still is right now.
We should put that picture up in case anybody wants to see it.
So then he tells me, he's like, "You know, only a Hollywood actor would be so happy that a woman is standing in front of him crying and not being able to talk to him." So this is my awesome Sam Huntington story and my fangirl moment, which I've never...
No, but you never have to tell the next part. The next day we went...
No, it was 2 days later.
No, 2 days. We went, and she and I got a picture with him. We stood in line to get a picture, and he's like, "Oh my God, I remember you. I told my wife about you."
And I was, like, so embarrassed. I was like, "Oh," which, so I had this, like... Ear-to-ear grin.
He couldn't have been cuter if he wanted to about the whole thing. Yes. And she nearly picked him up wedding style and dragged him off. Like, it was...
He's so tiny.
He was very small.
All these Hollywood guys, they're so tiny. Except Carl Urban.
Has anybody ever wondered about
this?
He
can take me over his shoulder and run me off into the wilderness.
He could, like, put on a kilt and, like, run you off into the Scottish glens.
I would be okay with that.
Kidnap you? It'd be fine. Has anybody else ever wondered about the fact that, like, in Hollywood, like, think about... like Tom Cruise, in my head, he's like 5 foot tall. And
he's a teeny tiny man.
They're all very short and trim guys, like small guys. But in Hollywood, it's like a huge, like, win for the girl to be, like, really tall. Like, Julia Roberts is like 5'10". And, like, what's her name?
Mila Jovovich is, she's pretty tall, too.
Joshua Jackson's girlfriend, what's her name? The girl from Troy, I love her. She's adorable, blonde, supermodel. Yes,
I blanked on her
name. Diane Kruger. She's gorgeous. She's like 6 foot tall. I'm like, why in the... What are they doing? Like, is the guy on like a step or...
Because they all look taller.
They're doing ditches? I don't know. Like, how do they do this? I would like to... Or is the girl like on her knees? Like, it's like John Leguizamo in Moulin Rouge. They're just walking around on their knees. It's very strange to me. I've always wondered about that. But
it's weird.
You'd think you could even tell too by how long their waist is, right? Because a short person is, you know... got a small, you know, ratio of shoulder to waist. And if the girl's like 10 inches taller, hers should be way longer. Like, she should look like she has no legs.
Maybe she just has really long legs and no torso. Okay, that happens too.
No, it can go either way. There's a girl that I work with that's really petite, but like twice as tall on the torso as me. I'm like, this is very strange. But Anyway, so back to, like, sci-fi stuff we love.
Yes, this happens a lot. We kind of go off on weird rants. And
you're just lucky we haven't started talking about food yet.
We will keep notes from now on so we don't do this.
When we have a show to talk about, when it comes on and
when we're not talking about us and then turning into why I have a list of Hollywood guys that I totally love and will run off with, and my husband has actually given me permission.
In her defense, though, she's done the same for him, but his list is mostly random Victoria's Secret models I don't know the name of.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's, you know,
and Playboy bunnies. So it's like, whatever. He said he does. They don't need names, which sounds horrible.
That's really, really sexist of him.
Yes, but I just have my, and it's funny because my husband is pretty. Like, normal.
He's the most normal guy I know, actually. It's
everyday
true.
American guy, and I pick these, like, total opposites. Either super skinny and nerdy, or going to the other end with, like, kind of rugged and...
Manly. Carl Urban's a man.
Nathan Fillion falls in that.
Nathan Fillion also, he's, like, ridiculously charming. I really think that man could just, like... Doors just open when he smiles. Like, the TARDIS door would just be like...
And then there's Ryan Gosling.
Hey, girl.
He can just sit on screen without a shirt on.
He can be fully dressed.
That's true. He's got the button-up shirt.
He's maybe the best-looking man. It's unfair how good-looking that man is. It really is. Like, I don't even want to look at him too long. It's like looking at the sun. It's physically painful to know that there's a person out there that is that good looking.
And then we have Norman Reedus on my list, too.
Who's methy. I'm sorry.
He's so good looking, though. Oh.
He's, you know what?
I don't know.
He's very alternative looking. I feel like he's the edgy handsome. But he seems like a really funny guy. Like,
I want to go out drinking with him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you might get arrested, but you'd have a hell of a story. That's for sure.
Wake up in, like, a jail cell the next day.
Tijuana. How did I get here, and why is there a cat? I don't get what's going on, Norman. What did you give me? How did this happen?
I can't even remember everybody on my list now. Oh, Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, my God. Loki. Come on. Bring it on.
Which, yes, if you have not... He should have been the 12th Doctor. Oh, my God. That would have been awesome. If you have not seen the Marvel panel with him...
Just... Get it on YouTube right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Because, well, that's when you're done listening. But then do it.
You could bring it up at the same time. We won't, like, we'll wait for a second. Okay.
We're like, see, wasn't it awesome? And he totally could barely get through that without laughing. But he's so good looking.
He's epic. And
he's
so
better
funny.
With the dark hair. I'm sorry.
The light hair, I agree with him. Because he's actually said in multiple interviews that with the light curly hair, and he's a beautiful man. He's got good bone structure. He looks like Gene Wilder.
He kind of does.
It's so weird. But I love that he auditioned for Thor. And Kenneth Branagh was like, no, you're my Loki. We're done. Like, get out of here. I'll send the contracts for you to sign. Also, because this is going to come up probably, you should know that if I say Thor, Thor is synonymous with, obviously, the actor who plays him, which is Chris Hemsworth. I'm just going to call him Thor because I feel weird calling him Chris. There are a lot of Chris's, so I'm going to say Thor. And you should also know that if I say not Thor, I actually mean Liam Hemsworth, because while he is a handsome guy, and I'm sure he's a good actor, and Paranoia looks really good,
he's not Thor.
That's just a fact. I'm not judging him, but he's not Thor. And apparently Thor has a twin brother that looks just like him, who's like an accountant or something, and if I say almost Thor, I shouldn't, but if I do, that's him. His twin brother is almost Thor.
And Thor, not Thor, almost
Thor. And almost
Thor.
And that might come up. You'll be tested on this later.
And unfortunately, somehow we are going to end up talking about Doctor Who, because it always happens.
We'll probably reference it. It's important that you know that we're going to spoil everything, and you should also know that...
We will not. We will say, spoilers! Spoiler alert!
Well, our hair is so big. Yes, it's full of spoilers. You should also know that I have a deep and abiding love for River Song, and if you hate her, well, get over it.
And I love Donna Noble.
Who doesn't like Donna?
And David Tennant, who is also on my list. I don't know why. I would break that man.
He's
so tiny. I'd break him, but I love him.
Hey.
Okay, so this got really weird. Sorry about that.
But now you know all about us. You know about the things we love. I'm sure at some point you'll find out about the things we hate, because we're going to be talking about all kinds of stuff.
And, yeah, because we really don't hold back on that kind of stuff either.
No.
And somehow I'll end up talking about food.
Hey, that's, you know what? I think that's only fair. We have agreed that we are governed by our lizard minds, which we're looking for good-looking men, food, and sleep. And that's it. I mean, we're, you know, some sort of entertainment is just icing on the cake, right?
I am on Pinterest. Maybe everybody needs to follow me on there if they actually want the recipes.
I don't even know what my name is on Pinterest.
I don't either.
Whatever.
I think it's just Sean, but I could be wrong.
I do have quite a lot of Doctor Who stuff on there.
We actually have a Tumblr, too, believe it or not, which we have not figured out how to do, because we're not exactly...
We're working on it. If anybody has, like, stuff about Tumblr or suggestions, feel free to get us, like, hit us up. And you know what? We should create, like, a Gmail account just for if anybody wants to contact us. I'm sure no one will. But if they did and ask us questions, we'll totally address it on air.
Well, maybe they
will
if I go into the voice.
Oh, yeah. Sean has a really great, like, porn star voice. It's really comical, and sometimes she uses it, like, in public, and everyone's just like, whoa, hello.
I usually end up using it when I'm tired. Or when I really don't want to be doing something. When I worked surveillance, you heard this voice a lot, because I did not want to be on the radio. And then I think I can always make a go of it and actually do this for, you know... Why not? Let me make some extra money.
Hey,
I don't know. What do you think?
I think that you could totally be a phone sex operator. That's what I think. And I think that if you ever have your own company, that I have no hope in that. But I could totally be your accountant.
You can be the switchboard person.
Oh, I could be the switchboard person.
Yes.
Please hold for Fangirl S, please. She'll be on the line momentarily. Don't worry about it.
No.
Please, yeah, if you hear a click, you have not been disconnected. I don't know.
A series of clicks will get you to the right person. Just wait. That's really weird. Okay, so I hope you enjoyed our total random, like, absolutely non-linear kind of introduction of ourselves in the show.
We're very stream of consciousness.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I think we might actually have, like, ADHD because we go all over the place.
We're 12-year-old boys. You should be aware of that and don't
get
offended.
Yes, we laugh at things like we're 12-year-old boys.
Very inappropriate things.
Yes, we're horrible.
And yet so cleverly funny. I love it.
Well, we like to think so anyway.
I feel like I'm pretty clever. Well, I amuse myself. I think that's what's really important.
Hey, as long as we think we're funny, I guess that's all that matters.
That's
oh,
true.
Wait, no, we want to get downloaded. So we want everybody to think we're funny.
We'll have to work on that.
Yes, we'll have to work on that.
But maybe. We do promise that eventually we'll really start talking about the show. If we have any, like, gets or anything exciting happen at Chicago Comic Con at
Wizard World. Don't call it Comic Con.
No.
Oh, no, it is technically.
It's not really
I just
anymore.
Don't. You know what?
It's not the real Comic Con.
After you've been to San Diego to Comic Con there, and somebody says anything about any other Comic Con, it's not. Like,
well, aren't they all, like, affiliated though? I mean, not all
are.
Of them, but like
they are. But I feel like San Diego is like the Comic Con, and then New York Comic Con is actually like vastly, you know. Reaching those numbers, from what I understand. I've not made it out there. That would be awesome, but that's not something in my future.
What time of year do they have that?
Actually, that's coming up. I don't know if it's in a couple weeks in August here. But
our August is pretty packed.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Wizard World is considered Chicago Comic Con, but I honestly feel like C2E2 is even more... It's got more stuff going on than Wizard World, mm-hmm. but I think Wizard World ran into some problems, so they're, like, rebuilding, because I think they lost, like, a big supporter of
contracts
it.
Contracts or something.
Yeah, and so that's why they're rebuilding. So I have high hopes that Wizard World will come back around and be huge, because, well, we're greedy in Chicago, and I want multiple Comic-Cons.
Yeah, we want cons.
And I
Give us cons. Yeah.
And then... Gen Con is down in Indianapolis, in Indiana.
And half the impetus for that to go is to see Patrick Rothfuss and get the Name of the Wind signed. And if I can't make it because of work and you don't get my book signed, there will be crying involved.
Yes, I know. I have to go. And then I understand you found out they're going to be actually starting a Indianapolis Comic or a Indiana Comic Con.
Indiana Comic Con. They've been putting out a lot of, like, info about that. They're going to start next year. I think it was in March, right? Which is going to be interesting for us because C2E2 is in April, I think, or early April.
I think it was early April.
And then this is going to be sometimes in March. The only person they've announced so far is Maisie Williams from Game of Thrones, and that's super exciting for me because I adore her. Arya's kicking ass, and she's my girl. She's gonna be like the I'm calling it. She's gonna be the most exciting character, like going forward, because Dany's like bogged down on the slave islands and annoys me.
Whatever.
So whatever.
Where are my dragons?
Where are my dragons? This goes on for a while. But yeah, so we're super excited about all the cons, and hopefully we get some good info or.
And we're really hoping that we get, well, because Jess has not been to San Diego yet. I've only gone 2 years. But I'm really hoping I get tickets again for this next year, and we're going to try. Because she's been shut out basically every year so far.
Wah, wah, wah.
So we're hoping that we can get in, and fingers crossed, we will go as a group again and be able to hang out in San Diego. And that way, if we split up, we might be able to cover more stuff.
Yeah, cover more ground.
Although, maybe I have a feeling that I have a feeling it still won't happen because we'll be like, ooh, let's go here. Okay. And then we're all in the same room again. So, anyway, I hope you enjoyed this and with our ramblings, basically. And we hope that you come back and for sure in November when we are starting the actual show. So, November 4th on Monday on Fox, Monday nights, I think.
Tune in.
7 o'clock. Almost Human. So we should be rambling on probably by Tuesday.
Absolutely.
Tuesday, Wednesday, and then you will have us on there. And I hope you aren't too disappointed with the way this one went, because we just kind of went all over the world. Right back to Almost Human.
Why not?
All right, folks. So stay tuned, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
See you later.